Unsportsmanlike conduct on 1620 The Zone, 1620thezone.com, and the Zone mobile app.
Said that fast. Apparently, Sipple's going to join us. We'll see about that. KD, though, with an early draft entry, just in case he doesn't. Sipple is too busy protesting the best restaurant in the world, Applebee's, for changing the name of the Oriental chicken salad to the more PC orange chicken salad. Hashtag
Even though there's
excuses.
No orange in them, I don't think there's orange
Wait,
in
did
it.
They change that? Didn't we just check that? Isn't
yeah,
it still...
it's still called the Oriental
yeah,
chicken salad.
Still the Oriental chicken salad.
He was just making a joke.
Oh.
Yeah. That was a draft. It was a pretend draft pick.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was an early draft pick.
Yeah. That we're apparently not doing because Sipple's going to join us. Apparently.
He thinks a lot, Sip.
Yeah. We think.
Mm-hmm.
So, yesterday we had some anonymous quotes.
Yes.
From Big Ten
hot
coaches.
Hot gossip.
Mm-hmm.
Hot gossip. There was a little bit more, and this was from a story from 24/7 Sports. Kind of an expansion on the original story. And there was a paragraph written about the Huskers that read as follows. And again, this is a 247sports.com. I want to give credit to the scribe. It was, as I got to scroll up, Brad Crawford.
Bud Crawford?
Brad Crawford.
Oh, man.
Bud's busy getting ready for a fight. He said, no one at Nebraska is interested in giving opposing teams bulletin board material, but this coaching staff, Nebraska coaching staff,
yeah,
expects to be far better than most win total projections suggest from odds makers. Georgia Tech quarterback transfer Jeff Sims has largely mastered Marcus Satterfield's thick playbook quickly, and he's a difference maker the program missed in recent years. Matt Rule's rapid turnaround with Nebraska culture is already evident, and there's a reason most of his peers have called the Huskers a, quote, sleeping giant, end quote, this offseason.
Go back to the part that you emphasized, though.
No one at Nebraska is interested in giving opposing teams bulletin board material, but this coaching staff expects to be far better than most win total projections suggest from odds makers.
So I scrolled back to the top because then when I first read that, immediately my reaction was, I got to send this to John because this is crazy. And I wanted to reread the top of the story to see, mm-hmm. okay, what mm-hmm. what is this? The title mm-hmm. of this story is Big Ten Football News, Tapping Sources for 2023 Insider Knowledge Across the Conference. And then the subheader is Combing Through Big Ten Sources for Around the League. There's not really a whole lot else in there, but it says, after gathering information from a host of sources around the conference, both at the team and insider level, 24 Sports highlights teams with newsworthy updates. Only those close to these programs on a daily basis might know. So that's kind of the background of, okay, so what the hell is this exactly? This apparently is just hot goss from those inside the program. I have not heard this at all from anybody at any point over the last 6 months. Nobody has said anything like this.
No.
That this coaching staff expects to be far better, far better. And by the way, I'm going to read it like it's written. But this coaching staff expects to be far better. It is italicized. I mean, they emphasize it, this 24/7 writer does, than most win total projections suggest. I have heard that they think that they can go bowling for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I have heard that. I've heard stories from people who have been at practice who have made references to that.
Well,
far better?
That begs the question, what is far better than six?
It's a great question.
Because that's where the win totals are sitting, six, six and a half.
Yeah, far better to me would be like 8, 4, 9. Far better. 7 wins is better. I mean, that's an over. It's an over and you're going to a
bowl. I mean, I would push 9.
Yeah? Far better? Yeah, I mean, that's...
Because to me, better can be 8, 7, or 8. Far better is at least 9, in my opinion. I realize we might be...
Yeah, we're splitting hairs.
Splitting hairs here. It's definitely at least 8, because you can't say 7 is far better than 6.
7 is...
Or 6.5.
7 is reaching the over. That's not far better, though. It's just hitting the over.
Right.
Yeah. Far better than most win total projections suggest from odds makers. And then, of course, my brain works in the way of like, okay, who the hell said this? And what are they, like, where exactly?
And what are they smoking?
Yeah, where are they getting that from? And like, why? Why do they think that they're going to be far better? I mean, I guess let's read the next sentence. Again, Georgia Tech quarterback transfer Jeff Sims has largely mastered Marcus Satterfield's thick playbook quickly, and he's a difference maker the program missed in recent years. So there are two things in there that stand out to me. The first one, largely mastered a thick playbook, and he's a difference maker. Which the latter we have heard as like an idea that he can be that because of his athleticism and his skill set. But him being really on top of the playbook, again, that's not anything. There's a lot of new information.
It is.
At least on my end.
It is, and it's hard for me to fully grasp this, considering that it's not like Jeff Sims had eye-popping numbers. It's not like it appeared that he was a difference maker at Georgia Tech. And I know winning is more than just the quarterback, but when you say difference maker and you talk about especially the quarterback position, there are usually things that just, bam, they just pop. Yeah, I saw a decent, I saw a good throwing arm. I assume he can run the ball pretty well. I didn't see anything that said difference maker, albeit small sample size. But it's also about all the people around him. Who's going to catch those passes? Who's going to block for him?
That's what I keep.
Who's
going to
run the ball and take some of the pressure off of the passing game? Where does all of that come from? It's interesting.
Drew says the other sneaky big thing to factor in is that Frost is no longer the coach. That is a sneaky part of all this.
It is, but remember, they also didn't have Frost for the last 9 games last year. And
they beat Iowa, though.
Sure.
And this also, as you mentioned at the end, there's a reason most of his peers have called the Huskers a sleeping giant in the offseason. So this is going off of the coach gossip series that we talked about yesterday.
Huh. Far better. Bookmark that when it's time to vote in phase 3 and phase 4.
Uh-huh.
Which we already know is going to be
This has been under the radar a little bit. Like, I haven't really heard a whole lot of people mention this over the last couple of days.
No.
Far better. Yeah, and what would far better look like? Yeah, I'm with you. I think that sounds
far better is a
8 at minimum,
Bare minimum, but really the way I define it is 9 or more.
So okay, let's unpack that just for a second longer before Sipple. What are they then seeing? What are the coaches? Like let's say that all this is true. They believe that about themselves. We're missing something. We're missing something, I think, with the positions that you just mentioned.
Well, Matt Rhule's talked up the offensive line.
Yeah,
he seems confident of the offensive line, but remember, the offensive line has been working against whom? Nebraska's defense.
Defensive line, yeah, for sure. So, yeah, it starts with that, right? That we are all going to be wrong on the offensive line.
Here's the other thing real quick before you get any further. No mention here in the defense. No mention here in the defense.
No. And you know, I feel like they never really come up in any of these kind of behind-the-scenes stories.
They don't.
And that's, I mean...
And you'd be a little foolish to assume that Nebraska defensively, at least to start, can take up from where they left off last year because it's a different scheme.
Mm-hmm.
It's different now. And there's a few guys that you don't have anymore.
So Adam, trying to find the far better, text in. Minnesota win, Colorado win, Northern Illinois win, La Tech win, Michigan loss, Illinois win, Northwestern win, Purdue win, Michigan State loss, Maryland win, Wisconsin win, Iowa win. I'm drinking the Rule-Aid, but 10-2 isn't far-fetched.
10-2 is far-fetched.
Yeah, that's... Oof.
10-2 is far-fetched.
I will say this, and let's throw 10-2 off the board. Let's say 8-4, 9-3. Let's say far better. If that happens... I think that we will all truly realize how bad the previous coaching staff was. And I say that as someone who thought that it was a horrible coaching staff.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, that is really saying that a new coach is worth so many wins. I mean, it's basically saying Matt Rhule's worth like 4 wins.
Yeah.
I mean, if you just want to do 4-8, that's saying he's worth 4 wins just by changing the head man. And, like
and listen, I think
coaches.
Ultimately he will be better.
Yeah, obviously.
But I'm playing this season ultra conservatively because I don't want people to be like our emailer the other day saying, well, if they don't have a good season in year one, this whole thing's going to be a failure. You can't do that.
Alex Linga says, I think 10 is far better. Wow. So he's saying 10 is what far better would be. descriptive.
Well,
of.
I mean, 10 would be.
If they win 10, they're going to win the division. I mean, like, wow. What are they saying?
I don't know. We'll see if this, because it's for as much as Matt Rhule is in front of the media and talks and, you know, it has his assistants out there in the open, it's going to be hard to mask or hide this level of confidence.
Yes. That will start showing up.
It will start showing up.
And it'll start
over
showing
the
up for
summer,
the players.
And it'll show like, up in,
I think it's easy
in
for,
the fall.
I think it's easier for a August. Head coach to kind of control the message from himself and his mm-hmm. assistants, because they are adults who've been in the business outside of Garrett McGuire for a long time, right? I mean, even mm-hmm. some of the younger guys have been in the business for a while. Players, I think stuff can slip a little easier.
I agree.
Because you're 18, 19, 20, 21. So yeah, you're right. But you know what? I mean, in all fairness, how would that be any different from the last few years?
Well, you know? Let's ask Sip about this.
Okay.
And also his thoughts about the schedule that came out earlier today. He is next on 1620 The Zone.